Hello, my name is Chip Lang, and you are listening to Total EM. If you are listening to this on Christmas Day or just the holidays in general, most likely it is because you are on your way or back from work, or maybe you're on a shift because it's a little slow and you're just looking at, oh no, did I say the S word? Hopefully I didn't say the Q word either. Anyway, if you are listening to this around the holidays, it is that time of year. This can be a drag. And even if you aren't celebrating the holidays, maybe if you have a different religion or different belief system in general, or maybe you just don't care, whatever the case may be, there are going to be different times of year, but the holidays seem to hit hard. And with this being Christmas Day 2018 that this podcast is being released, I felt like it was a worthwhile time to have a conversation that I know other people have discussed and done so very thoroughly, but we should talk about here. And that's the importance of good friends, family, and colleagues, because all these people help us out. And this inevitably turns into burnout, which I believe we should have this conversation with burnout, but it's not only with burnout. It's talking about any stressors in general, especially when we're talking about those related to our profession, but it can, of course, be with just life in general and stuff like that. We need to have a good support system. I do want to talk about burnout, though, and a lot of people say that word. They say burnout all the time, but what does it actually mean? Well, I turned to the Merriam-Webster dictionary to use the definition that we're going to take today, and that is exhaustion of physical or emotional strength or motivation, usually as a result of prolonged stress or frustration. There are a lot of things we can take from that. Physical or emotional, that's so commonly the mix of. And a lot of times I feel like in emergency medicine, we may not always have the physical exhaustion. We definitely can. But the emotional side and the motivation it takes away from us, it just sucks the life right out of us, can be so challenging. And there are different parts of what causes burnout, so many different aspects, and it happens across specialties. You know, we see a lot of studies in emergency medicine and critical care, but it can happen in family practice, pediatrics. It doesn't matter. Anyone can experience burnout. And of course, this isn't just in medicine, but because this is a medical podcast, you're going to hear about the medicine side of it today. Of course, we see it in other first responder types, police, EMS, fire. Dispatchers are the ones that probably get ignored the most, but they get to suffer so much in a way that is so difficult because they're on the phone and they don't get to ever see directly. And that challenge there, I mean, it's incredible. And we forget about dispatchers all the time, along with other types of first responders. So please don't forget about them when you're thinking about the challenges that happen in the day-to-day and what they go through. We all have difficulties. And when we're talking about medicine, it's not, of course, just about physicians, PAs, MPs, but we're talking about nurses, medical students, and just other staff in general. We all bear the same types of stressors, and we all experience the same demoralizing things that can just suck the life out of you. Three of the most common causes have been related to work schedule, such as nights and weekends, patients or patient interactions, and of course, just high stress work. The least common reasons that were cited, at least in one study, was interactions or relationships with other ED staff, feeling like they picked the wrong specialty or profession, and those with no personal satisfaction overall. Those tend to be, again, the least common. The big ones, though, are your schedule, the patient interactions, and the stress of work in general. And there are different ways to assess this. For example, there are surveys and there's all sorts of systems in place, but you're essentially assessing for this triad that frequently appears, and that's one, emotional exhaustion, which, like I said, I feel like in emergency medicine or just medicine in general, we experience so much. Depersonalization. This can be a little challenging because what we're talking about are like negative, callous, cynical, or just detached responses towards others, as well as alienation from others. This is something we naturally see a lot in the emergency services side in general. We make the dark humor type jokes and stuff like that. And we need a certain amount of that to survive. I completely understand that. But this is when you get past that point, when just everything you look at And I feel kind of silly here, but it's just like Justified. I love that show, but it talked about like when you see one asshole a day, they're the asshole. When you see assholes all day, you're the asshole. And when I say it like that, what I'm talking about is that when you see everything negatively, it's you. Versus if you see occasional things that are negative, okay, it probably is related to that circumstance. And there are all sorts of ways of how we manage that. But the third part is reduced personal accomplishment. And that's like the feeling of incompetence or just poor achievement at work. And this becomes a very vicious cycle because all these three things play into each other. You know, you feel like you're not doing a good enough job. You become more emotionally exhausted as a result. And then you feel less personable with other people, whether it's staff or patients or both. We just get into, like I said, this vicious little cycle that becomes this vicious medium-sized cycle, which becomes this vicious, big, awful, challenging, horrible thing. And we will all get there at some point. And some of us will burn out faster than others, which is the scary part, because some of us are going to be so early in our careers that what do you do when you hit that point? Because it's scary and it's challenging. But this is, once again, when we want to turn towards the ones that we trust most, our friends, our family, our colleagues, all these people can help and get past all the difficulties that we're facing. I find personally, friends and family are some of the most important. You know, I turn to my spouse a lot of times for things when I run into issues, but just family in general, I find very helpful. And I've got certain friends that I can call up or talk to. And that's another big one, but we can't forget our colleagues. And if we're really fortunate, some of our colleagues are our friends. And in many ways, we're using them for both. And there are all sorts of ways to challenge and take on the aspects of burnout and solutions. There are lots of great people who have included in the show notes, but just to name a few, we talk about Rick Bucata, Ken Milne, and then the whole crew from Emergency Medicine Cases really did a great podcast breaking this down and going through a lot of the literature and talking about different methods of management. But one thing I really like is just having someone that you can directly talk to and work things out with them. Sarah Gray describes this as a failure friend. I'm not sure I absolutely love that term because I can understand why that term was used. But what you're really looking for is just someone with empathy that they can be empathetic towards you, and then hopefully you can be empathetic towards them, but just someone that you trust, a confidant, if you will, that you can turn to when maybe something doesn't go right. The reason why she talks about failure friend is for when you mess up, but it doesn't have to be just with your mistakes. This can just be the person you turn to say, man, I'm just really hating this week, and to explain why. To have that where they will take that in and they say, you know what? My week has been horrible too, and here's what's been going on. And I know this is all really negative sounding when I'm talking about this and talking about this on Christmas Day, so it's kind of why I'm hoping that you're not having to listen to this during the holidays, but I know that that's going to be the case for many of us, is that we want a conversation. We want a way that we get that support. Whether, again, we talk to family, like our spouses or our, you know, parents or whoever, you know, we talk to our friends, whether that's a close one that we care for, or maybe a colleague who's also a friend. You know, however we do this, we just need someone who we can trust to turn to really pour it out and really explain why we feel the way we feel, and to get that support, that emotional support we need, and then hopefully to turn around and do the same thing for them. This is meant to be a safety net type thing. And like I said, I don't want to just talk about burnout, but when we are talking about this, keep in mind, if for some reason you feel like you can't turn to these people, which I really hope is not the case, you can always turn to other professionals. You know, there are people, psychologists, therapists, psychiatrists, whatever. No one is going to blame you for getting help. And you don't necessarily need to always see that kind of person if you've got other measures, but don't be afraid ever if you feel like you need to reach out for someone to do so, because it's not worth keeping it bottled up inside. That's one of the worst things you can do. You just need to have someone that you can turn to and look for that support. Let's broaden this. Let's get past the burnout part for just a second. Let's just talk about horrible things that happen in general. When you have that pediatric cardiac arrest and you know it's not going to make it, and that hurts in so many ways, we understand that that is painful. And again, we want to have someone that we can turn to talk about that. Because even though that's not necessarily burnout in of itself, having those cases can lead to burnout. That's the high stress side that we're talking about is what often contributes with this. It's also just the schedule in general. We need to have ways to have better schedules. There are casino type schedules, which the casino shift idea is really clever. And we've talked about that a little bit before in a different podcast. We were talking about how to handle night shift and stuff like that. But you know, the time away from people that we care about, the family, the friends, just the events we want to see, everything we want to have happen in our lives can get interrupted by work, especially when we're working that shift type work. And then we've also got the interactions. Some people we're just not going to make happy, and we need to expect that, and we need to accept that in many ways. There are ways to handle that, and I try to do that whenever I can, but it's not simply just putting a little Band-Aid over it. We have to remember that each one of these factors will end up getting horrible and building up with time if we don't have a way to talk to someone. And next thing you know, we are in the middle of burnout versus trying to prevent the burnout. So with this holiday season, when you're sitting at home with family, with loved ones, with whoever you care about in your life, try and reach out to them. Try and talk it out and see what you can do for them in turn. I know they will appreciate having that connection with you. And then when you're thinking about the other things along the lines, you know, when you're talking about how do you get past those obstacles, there's all sorts of ways. You know, you can take on new aspects, learn to say no. You know, it's okay to say no. Recommend someone who you think is even better for the job. People like that when you can say, hey, I really can't do this right now. I'm sorry. But you know what? This other person, they're great for the job. They've done it. I've seen them. They're awesome. Pick them. Let them run with this. Then make sure you spend time for yourself. Save time for yourself. Devote that time. Treat it like any other important date. Set time in your schedule to get away. Make sure you're doing things in your life that will not get yourself bound in a corner. You know, if you can, live as frugally as possible. Get those debts paid off. Do whatever you need to so that way you're set up later. There are all sorts of resources for all this. I'm only just touching the edge of it. But it's just more or less to be a reminder that with the holidays or in general, because it doesn't matter when you listen to this podcast, if you're experiencing any of these symptoms of burnout, you need to be able to talk to someone. And there are surveys that you can take, and there's a free survey, pretty informal, that I included in the show notes that you can take and just see, are you getting signs of burnout? Are you doing okay? You know, you can use that as a resource and as the beginnings of seeing where you're at so you don't fall into a vicious cycle. And that's my biggest thing. I want people to get the support they need. And that's why I encourage you, again, with this holiday season or whenever you listen to this podcast, to spend some time reflecting. Turn off the radio, turn off the podcast, turn off me if you're listening to another podcast after this. Turn everything off and just think for just a few minutes. How are things going for you? What can you do next? What can you do to make your life easier, better, happier? And who can you turn to talk about these things? That's what I want to think about. And that's what I want you to think about. But until next time, continue to provide total care everywhere.